سلام سچون، this is Nasrin, your coffee.
Hi Nasrin.
Something just happened to me and my heart is very inspired that brings me to share and ask you a question about. I know you have said so much about conscious voice, but I wanted to share my experience about conscious voice. I'm still not 100% sure if it is conscious voice, but whenever I have doubt on something or I need to make a decision and I really let go and I trust, I'm just open to whatever is going to happen and whatever is happens, if I really trust, is going to be a good thing, regardless of how the situation is. But a lot of time, for me, the conscious voice comes from something else, something maybe not maybe inside of me, but maybe even outside of me when I need something or I have a question or I need to make a decision. Something comes up. Most of the time is your voice or is from one of the audios or DVDs. But is that considered a conscious voice if I really get my answer right away from one of the audios or something? Is that something that I really trusted and that's why I hear that answer, Satchu?
Yes, you trust it, and I would call that grace. Conscious voice is grace, whether it's within or without. And when you're open to it, and you rely on it, and you want it to guide your life, you become very conscious of it. Where another person could send a prayer and say, God, I want this answer or this dissolve. And even if it happens and they do get the answer, they might not even remember their prayer. So it's the openness that we have and is the grace that showers it. And yeah. You can call it conscious voice is also grace, but in the form that you're getting is grace.
Thank you. I'm so grateful and appreciate that. Thank you, my dear.
Sajid, I had a small experience last night that I wanted to share with you. I was having some trouble sleeping last night, and at night when I have trouble sleeping, it's the hardest for me to stay. I don't know why. I could stop 100 times and my mind will go 100 times, and like that bird getting out of its nest a lot over and over. And so I went to the couch and I put on some candles, and for some reason I imagined that you were with me, and I just pictured you putting your hand on my head, on my forehead, and as soon as you did this, I could feel your hand, and it was like sturdy and stable, and it held it really firmly. And a moment later, the thoughts became more of that like pulse that you were describing last week. They had no color, and then everything just went so quiet and so still, and there was so much clarity and oneness, and it was firm. It was just sitting there. It wasn't going to break. And I just stayed like that for a while. And then I eventually fell asleep, but it was so cool to like have you with me doing that. And I wanted to share it. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing. That's another example of grace.